感谢主，我们很快就来到最后一堂聚会。
We thank the Lord. Very quickly, we come to the last meeting.
当我们早上一同在主面前擘饼纪念主的时候
，As we are breaking the bread in the morning in remembrance of our Lord.
我们实在渴望主能够早日的回来。
We truly long for the day that our Lord would return.
对于我来讲，我也是非常渴望主能够早日回来。
For me, I truly desire for the day our Lord will return.
我不仅渴望能够早日见到他的面。
Not only I desire to see him face to face earlier, sooner.
我还有一个比较属于这个自私的理由啊。
And I have another more selfish reason.
因为主回来了，我就不需要讲道。
Because if our Lord returned, I no longer need to preach.
这个讲道啊，对于我来讲实在是很苦的一件事。
For me, this sharing preaching is something that's of great pain to me.
我一直觉得讲道对我的压力很大。
There's a lot of pressure on me.
我想如果主回来了，我就得释放。
I think if our Lord is returned, I'll be relieved.
那么我不需要讲，弟兄姊妹也不需要听。
I won't need to speak, and the brothers and sisters won't need to listen.
但是何等可惜，今天早晨主还是没回来。
But unfortunately, this morning our Lord hasn't returned yet.
所以我还得继续的往下讲。
So I have to keep preaching.
那么弟兄姊妹也需要忍耐的继续往下听。
And brothers and sisters would have to be patient and still keep listening.
这次呢，主给我的负担呢，是想和弟兄姊妹们一同来看一看如何做主的见证人。
And this morning, the burden that the Lord has given me is to share with brothers and sisters on the topic of how to be witnesses for the Lord.
我们实在感谢他拣选我们这些不堪的人来做他的见证人。
We truly thank him for he has chosen us unworthy people to be his witness.
我一直感觉这是主给我们非常大的荣耀。
I truly feel this is a great glory that the Lord has given us.
所以我们应当很重视这件事情。
So we need to pay a lot of attention and focus on it.
那这一次呢，我们讲到如果我们要为主做见证。
This time when we talk about if we want to bear testimony for the Lord,
至少有四个重要的因素是不可以缺少。
There are at least four elements that cannot be missed.
我相信现在弟兄姊妹大家都已经很清楚。
I believe brothers and sisters by now will be clear.
这四个不可缺少的因素呢
？These four elements that cannot be missed.
第一个就是需要认识他。
The first one is to have a knowledge of him.
第二个是需要有经历。
Secondly, to have experience.
我们觉得这对基督徒来讲，这是两个非常重要的根基。
For the Christians, these are two very important foundations.
那么除此之外呢，我们还需要能够有分辨。
Apart from this, we need to have discernment.
我们知道今天在这个时代中为主做见证。
We know today if we want to bear testimony for the Lord.
我们是处在一个非常混乱的光景中。
We are in a very confused age, time and age.
若是没有分辨，这个见证就没有办法显明出来。
If we do not have discernment, there's no way for us to manifest this testimony.
所以我们昨天讲过我们的神称他为圣洁的神。
So yesterday we mentioned that our God has called himself the Holy One.
他要以色列的百姓也能成为圣洁的百姓。
He wants the Israelites to be the holy people.
就是他一再的在这个败坏的这个世界中要做分别的工作。
That is, he is going to do his work in this world that is corrupted.
我们实在需要有分辨力。
We truly need to have discernment.
因为有分辨力，我们才可能有分别的生活。
Because when we have discernment, then we can have live a life of separation.
如果我们不能分辨什么是出于仇敌的，什么是出于世界的，什么是出于肉体的。
If we cannot discern what is from the enemy, what is from the world, and what is from the flesh.
什么是出于主的。
And what is from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不可能成为主的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot be a testimony for the Lord.
那除了我们分辨之外，
Apart from this discernment,
今天早晨我们要来看第四个点。
This morning we're going to share upon the fourth topic.
那就是持守。
That is holding fast.
我们晓得今天教会仍旧处在仇敌四部的环境的里面。
We know that enemy is still spread around in the church today.
在今天地球上面，有的地方神的儿女们处在非常艰苦、受逼迫的环境里。
In this globe, there are some children of God who are still under very harsh situations.
那么，有的神的儿女们呢，处在一个 失恋和引诱非常大的环境里。
And some people are some children of God are placed under the situation where they have a lot of great temptations.
我们晓得这两种的环境对我们来讲都是不容易。
And we know these two different kind of situations are both hard for us.
固然我们承受不了许多的艰苦和逼迫。
Of course, we cannot stand a lot of sufferings and persecution.
但有许多时候，我们更受不了许多的试探和引诱。
But many times we cannot stand the test of the temptations.
就教会历史来看的话呢
，According to the history of the church,
好像有许多时候逼迫艰苦啊，还能叫神的百姓呢。比较容易为主站住。
It seems that sometimes the persecution and suffering, and it seems easier for that to cause the children of God to stand firm.
在这个试炼和引诱大的环境里面呢，神的儿女们呢，更是不容易站住。
And yet, under the condition of many temptations and trials, it's even harder for the children of God to stand firm.
我们可以看见今天这个自然环境也是这样。
And we look at the natural environment, it's the same way.
越寒冷的地方，越艰苦的地方，那个树长得越高大。
And in the places where it's coldest and harshest environment, the trees would grow stronger and taller.
越温暖的地方啊，那个树却是长得不高不大。
And in the warmer places, climates, the trees would not grow so tall and so big.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们处在这样的环境的里面。
Today we are under this kind of situation.
如果我们对主有了认识
if we have a knowledge of our Lord,
我们也有经历。
We also have experience.
我们也能分辨。
We can also discern.
但是最后如果在持守这个点上我们失败的话呢
But in the end, if we fail on the point of holding fast,
可以说很多时候都是前功尽弃。
Then it means that we are wasting everything that we've done before.
过去几十年
In the past few decades,
我们看见多少的弟兄姊妹们
We saw how many sisters and brothers,
他们不是不认识主
Not that they don't know the Lord.
他们也不是对主没有经历
It's not that they don't have experience
他们也不是不知道仇敌这些工作
It's not that they don't recognize the tricks of the enemy.
但是很多人经不起试探引诱。
But a lot of times they cannot stand the
很多人经不起一点的苦难打击。
They cannot stand the test of persecution.
守不住主所托付他们的。
They cannot hold fast to what the Lord has entrusted
them. 结果叫我们感觉非常的遗憾。
And then we feel very sorry.
那个好像很好的光景很快就失去了。
It seems that such a beautiful, a nice situation, they lost it very soon.
弟兄姊妹，不仅是个人
Brothers and sisters, not only personally,
许多团体也是这样
A lot of times corporately is the same way.
所以今天呢，我们对于见证的持守啊
So today for the topic of hold fast onto the testimony,
这成为我们一个非常严重的考验
It's a very important test.
到底我们能不能守得住
Can we hold on to it?
到底我们能不能持守只等到主回来
Can we hold fast until the day of the Lord's return?
这对我们是很大的一个挑战
This is a great challenge to us
考验我们的信心
To test our faith
考验我们的忠心
To challenge our faithfulness
考验我们的忍耐
And our patience
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们晓得我们的神呢
We know that our God
他是不改变
He never changes
他的旨意也从来不改变
His will never changes
所以历世历代的教会
so all through the ages and generations,
在不同的时代
in the church,
在不同的地点
in different generations, 他们
持守同一个见证
they hold on to the same testimony
所以今天主也把这个见证呢托付在我们这些人的身上
so today the Lord gave us the same testimony entrusted to us
我们必须有所持守
we must hold fast
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们求主给我们力量
we ask the Lord for strength
给我们怜悯
for mercy
叫我们能守得住主所托付我们的见证
So we can hold fast to the testimony that the Lord has entrusted us.
所以今天早晨
So this morning,
我们要在这里和弟兄姊妹们关于持守这件事情能够一同有点交通
We'd like to share and have some fellowship on the topic of holding fast.
请大家和我一同先读一些的圣经
Let's turn to a few scriptures.
我们看以赛亚书
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书第43章
Chapter 43.
以赛亚书第四十三章
Isaiah chapter 43
第十节到十二节
Verses 10 through 12
耶和华说你们是我的见证我所拣选的仆人即使这样便可以知道且信服我又明白我就是耶和华在我以前没有真神在我以后也必没有
Verse 10 Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me.
唯有我是耶和华，除我以外没有救主。
I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior.
我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神。所以耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我也是神。
I have declared and have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God.
第44章第八节。
Chapter 44:8.
你们不要恐惧，也不要害怕。我岂不是从上古就说明指示你们吗？并且你们是我的见证。除我以外，岂有真神吗？诚然没有磐石，我不知道一个。
Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any.
我们再看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
我们读第十节和第十一节。
We'll read verses 10 and 11.
我们晓得这是指的腓拉铁非教会说的。
We know that this is words for the Church of Philadelphia.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
我们特别注意这句话。
Let's pay attention here.
你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
Verse 15, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
我们再看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章二十四节和二十五节。
Matthew chapter 16 verses 24 and 25.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
我们都知道在二十五节里面这个生命乃是指着魂生命说的。
We know that the life it refers to in verse 25 is referring to the soul life.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹看一下出埃及记。
Finally, let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
第二十六章。
Chapter 26.
二十六章。
Chapter 26.
我们从十五节读到三十节。
We'll read from verse 15 through verse 30.
你要用皂荚木做帐幕的束板。
And thou shalt make boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood standing up.
每块要长十轴，宽一轴半。
10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the breadth of one board.
每块必有两榫相对，帐幕一切的板都要这样做。
Two tenants shall there be in one board, set in order one against another. Thus shalt thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle.
帐幕的南边要做板二十块。
For thou shalt make the boards for the tabernacle 20 boards on the south side southward.
在这二十块板底下要做四十个带卯的银座，两卯接着板上的两榫，两卯接那 块板上的两榫。
And thou shalt make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for his 2 tenants, and 2 sockets under another board for his 2 tenants.
帐幕第二面就是北面也要做板20块。
For the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, there shall be 20 boards.
和带卯的银座40个，这板底下有两卯，那板底下也有两卯。
And there are 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board.
帐幕的后面就是西面要做板6块。
And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, thou shalt make 6 boards.
帐幕后面的拐角要做板2块。
And 2 boards shalt thou make for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides.
板的下半截要双的，上半截要整的，只顶到第一个环子，两块都要这样做，两个拐角。
And they shall be coupled together beneath, and they shall be coupled together above the head of it unto one ring. Thus shall it be for them both, they shall be for the two corners.
必有八块板和十六个带卯的银座，这板底下有两卯，那板底下也有两卯。
And they shall be 8 boards and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board.
你要用皂荚木做栓，为帐幕这面的板做五栓。
And thou shalt make bars of shittim wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle.
为帐幕那面的板做五栓。
And
又为帐幕后面的板做五栓。
And 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards on the side of the tabernacle for the two sides westward.
板腰间的中栓要从这一头通到那一头。
And the middle bar in the midst of the boards shall reach from end to end.
板要用金子包裹，又要做板上的金环套栓，栓也要用金子包裹。
And thou shalt overlay the boards with gold, and make the rings of gold for places for the bars, and thou shalt overlay the bars with gold.
要照着在山上指示你的样式立起帐幕。
And thou shalt rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof which was shown thee in the mount.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
弟兄
姊妹，当我们在这里要持守主的见证的时候，我想我们首先来看一看神怎样持守他的见证。
I think first we need to look at how God hold fast to His testimony.
神在旧约的时代中。
In the Old Testament,
神曾经把这个见证托付给以色列百姓。
God has entrusted this testimony to the Israelites.
那我们看一看神怎样来持守他的见证。
Let's look at how God is upholding His own testimony.
如果我们懂得神如何持守他的见证，今天我们也知道如何来持守他的见证。
If we understand how God is holding up His testimony, then we will know how to hold fast to His testimony.
我想第一件事情
，I think the first thing,
神要拣选以色列这个民族。
God has chosen this Israelites, this tribe, this race.
我们刚才读以色在书里面很清楚地告诉我们
We just read Isaiah clearly is telling us
神拣选以色列的百姓是为着他的见证
God has chosen the Israelites for his testimony
所以神在天下的万国中把以色列人分别出来
Therefore God has separated the Israelites from all nations
他没有别的目的
There's no other purpose
他的目的乃是为着神的见证
His purpose was for theTestimony of God.
我们晓得这一个为着要得着以色列这个民族。
We know that for the purpose of gaining this Israelite,
神曾经工作相当长的一段年日。
This race, and God has worked for a long period of time.
一直等到雅各家75口人到了埃及。
And waited until the family of Jacob has gone to 75 people gone to Egypt.
后来在埃及呢，发展成12个大的支派。
And later on in Egypt, it's developed into 12 great tribes.
神觉得时候到了。
And God thought the time is right.
神就打发摩西把以色列百姓从埃及领出来。
So God has sent Moses to lead them out from Egypt.
等到他们来到西乃山脚下的时候。
Until they come to the foot of Mount Sinai.
我想这个时候距离神创造亚当恐怕已经有1000。
I believe there is about 1,000 years, more than 1,000 years since the time when God has created Adam.
终于神在这里得着一个时候。
Finally, God has gained this time.
神可以把他创世以来那个荣耀的心意，那么把它显明出来。
God can manifest His glorious wills ever He determined before the creation of the world.
我们晓得在西乃山上，神所赐的第一件重要的事情。
We know the first thing that God has shown them on Mount Sinai.
就是那两块石板。
That's the two tablets.
这两块石板称作法板。
And these two tablets are called tablet the testimony.
啊，也被称作是见证的法板。
It's called the tablets of testimony.
这两块法板看起来好像没有什么特别。
And these tablets seem very common.
上面刻着了十条诫命。
And they're engraved the Ten Commandments.
那但是弟兄姊妹们。
Yet, brothers and sisters,
这可以说是在旧约时代中神所托付下来最重要的一个东西。
But we can call this the most important thing that God has entrusted in the Old Testament.
因为这两个法板上面的十诫。
Because these ten commandments on these two tablets.
不是光是十条诫命而已。
They are not only the ten laws.
因为这十条诫命代表神的自己。
Because these ten commandments represented God himself.
告诉我们神是怎样的一位神。
It tells us what kind of God he is.
所以在这个时候，这两块法板就是。把神的性情完全表明出来。
Therefore, these two tablets are expressing the character of God.
当然，弟兄姊妹，那个时候呢，因为是写在法板上的那个字。
Of course, at that time, these are words on the tablet.
我们称它作是外面的律法。
We call it laws on the outside.
是神写在外面的他的性情。
And these are characters of God that are written on the outside.
但是神非常重视这件事情。
Yet God emphasized on this.
然后第二件事情。
And then the second thing.
神就开始把会幕的样式启示给摩西。
God has shown the fashion of the tabernacle to Moses.
那么在会幕中有一件很重要的事物。
And there's one thing that's very important in the tabernacle. That is the ark.
那么神就把这两块法板呢放在约柜的里面。
So God placed these two tablets into the ark.
那很明显的告诉我们，这个约柜就是为了保护这两块法板。
Very clearly, it tells us the ark was for the protection of these tablets.
然后呢，神就在外面在造会幕。
And then God placed the tabernacle outside of it.
那这个会幕呢，要保护这个约柜。
And this tabernacle is to protect the ark.
然后呢，神就要以色列的百姓呢。围绕着会幕搭营帐。
And God wants the people of God to surround the tabernacle and pitch up the tent.
所以这个会幕呢，作为呢以色列百姓生活敬拜的一个中心点。
So this tabernacle becomes the focus and the center of their life, the lives of the Israelites and their servants, their worship.
包围这个整个会幕。
And there are thousands and tens of thousands of tents surrounding this tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹，这个神的意念就。很明显。
And so, brothers and sisters, the mind of God is very clear here.
以色列的百姓。
And the people of Israel.
要保护这个会幕。
And they need to protect this tabernacle.
而会幕呢。
And this tabernacle.
要保护这个约柜。
Protects the ark.
而这个约柜呢，要保护这两块法板。
And the ark will protect the tablets.
当然了，弟兄姊妹们。
Of course, brothers and sisters.
从神那一面来看的话。
From the point of view of God.
也是会幕保护了所有神的百姓。
It's also the tabernacle protecting all God's people.
我们看见，甚至当以色列百姓行军的时候。
And we look at when the Israelites were walking.
他们十二个支派分成东西南北四个方向。
When they were marching, the 12 tribes were divided into four directions: the east and north and west and south.
往东边的有犹大的族。
On the east side there is the Jews.
南边有
Judas,
流便族。
And the south side there are the Rubens.
然后左边呢有但支派的族。
On the left side there is the tribe of Dan.
那么在西边呢有以法莲族。
And the west side, there is the tribes of Ephraim.
啊，我们所说那个犊就是它的一个大的旗帜啊。
We're talking about the banner that they have.
所以我们看见，当以色列百姓在旷野行军的时候。
So when we see the Israelites when they were marching in the wilderness,
会幕是在最中间。
The tabernacle is in the middle, in the center.
所以你看见一个很壮观的一个场面。
You see a very majestic situation.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
这里面说明一个很重要的一个意义。
It tells us something very important.
是神如何保守他的见证。
It's to tell us how God is protecting his testimony.
我们晓得到了历代志下的时候。
We know when we come to the Second Chronicles.
第五章第十节你可以看见。
Chapter 5 verse 10 it says.
所以建造圣殿也是为了保护这两块法板。
The reason Solomon is building the tabernacle was for the protection of these two tablets.
当然我们知道在会幕里面每一个方面的事物都跟见证有关。
We know, of course, everything that's in the tabernacle has something to do with this testimony.
这两个法板被称作是见证的法板。
And these two tablets are called the tablets of the testimony.
约柜被称作是见证的柜。
And this ark is called the ark of testimony.
整个会幕被称作是见证的会幕。
And the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of testimony.
所以你看见每一件事物跟见证都有关系。
So we see everything has to do with testimony.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
到了新约时代中的时候
，When we come to the time of the New Testament，
神用的方法是什么呢
？What is the method that God used？
在原则上面来讲，跟旧约是一样。
In principle, it's the same as the Old Testament.
第一件事情
，The first thing，
神要拣选圣徒。
God wants to choose some saints.
这是今天教会在地上所谓的福音的工作。
That is what we call them as the work of gospel on earth.
神要把他的百姓从天下的万国中间召集出来。
God is calling his people out from all nations.
所以保罗称我们呢为新约中的真犹太人。
So Paul is calling us the real Jews in the New Testament.
我们是属天的以色列百姓。
We are the Israelites that belongs to heaven.
那么神第一件事情，神要召聚这些百姓。
So the first thing God is calling out His people.
就像在旧约时代中间，神召聚以色列百姓一样。
Just like in the Old Testament, God is calling His people from Israel.
这个时候呢？
At this time, though,
神所赐下来的不再是两块法板。
God no longer is sending down two tablets.
弟兄姊妹们，神所要赐下来的是生命。
Now, brothers and sisters, God is sending out life.
我们晓得这个生命呢，就是活的律法。
We know this life is a living law.
旧约呢是写出来的律法。
In the Old Testament time, these laws are written.
那么在新约时代中间呢，是一个活出来的律法。
In the New Testament time, this is a living law.
这是里面的律法。
This is the inner law.
活出来的性情。
It's a character that's lived out.
所以弟兄姊妹，在旧约时代中，他是赐下的是石板上的十诫。
So in the Old Testament, he has sent out the Ten Commandments on the tablets.
那么到了新约时代中的时候呢，他所赐下来的是生命。
In the New Testament time, he has sent out this life.
但是神没有直接把这个生命赐给我们。
But God did not directly give us this life.
弟兄姊妹们，神怎样把生命赐给我们呢
？Brothers and sisters, how did God send down this life?
神首先把这个生命放在他儿子耶稣基督的里面。
God has first placed this life into His Son Jesus Christ.
特别放在他那个道成肉身的那个身体的里面。
And especially He's putting it in the Word become flesh, this body.
所以约翰福音第一章第四节告诉我们。
So therefore, first chapter of John, verse 4 says.
生命在他的里头。
Life is in Him.
因为你知道这是神的生命。
Because you know this is the life of God.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious this is.
所以第一件事情，他要摆在他儿子的里面的肉身。道成肉身的里面，这个才安全。
So first thing, he places life into his son, and this as word become flesh, and this becomes safe.
所以我们晓得，在旧约时代中间，那个约柜时代来讲，就是道成肉身的主耶稣的预表。
So we know that in the Old Testament, this ark represents as a sign for the word become flesh.
现在我们明白神为什么要把这两块法板放在约柜里。
So we know now why God is placing these two tablets in the ark.
因为说明什么？要说明一天神要借着神儿子的肉身把这个生命带到地上来。
But what does it tell us? It tells us that God's Son is going to bring us this life through His flesh.
所以我们的主耶稣基督是一个活的约柜。
So our Lord Jesus Christ is a living ark.
在主的身上彰显这个见证的实际。
And upon the body of the Lord, it manifests the reality of this testimony.
因为神必须把这个生命放在道成肉身的主耶稣基督里面，那才是最保险的。
Because God must place His life into the Christ who is Word become flesh, and this is the most secure way.
然后呢，他借着主耶稣基督的死
，and through the death of the Lord Jesus,
在十字架上的死。
And his death on the cross.
把这个生命释放出来。
And to release this life.
结果呢，这个生命就进到千千万万蒙恩得救的神的儿女里面。
And then this life can enter into the lives of the children of God, thousands of them.
弟兄姊妹们，主把生命给我们。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord has given us this life.
这是极大的恩典和福气。
This is a great grace and blessing.
但是神的工作没有停在这里。
But the work of God does not stop here.
神要把你我这般蒙恩得救的人建造成为教会。
God wants us to build us up into a church from these people who are saved by grace.
现在我们很明白神为什么要建造教会。
Now we're very clear now to understand why did God want to build this church.
在旧约的时代里面
，In the Old Testament,
神是建造会幕。
God is establishing this tabernacle.
会幕呢是预表教会。
This tabernacle is a type for the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神怎样维系他的见证呢
？So today, how does God bear His testimony?
神把这个见证首先放在他儿子的身上。
First, God placed this testimony on His Son.
然后借着他的儿子放在整个教会的里面。
And through His Son, He placed it in our church.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹们，教会是一个 这个用来做主耶稣基督见证的一个器皿。
Therefore, we say that the church is a vessel for bearing the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神建造教会唯一的目的就是要为着耶稣基督的见证。
The only purpose that God has built up this church is for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天教会存在在地上啊。
So today the church is on earth.
最重要的一件事情就是要持守。
The most important thing is to maintain the testimony of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我想我们从旧约神的作为到新约神的作为,
I think when we look at God's act from the Old Testament to the now New Testament,
我们现在应该很清楚,
we should be very clear now,
很明白,
very clear and understand,
神如何持守他的见证,
how does God maintain his testimony?
那我们就晓得今天我们也应当如何来持守神的见证,
then we will know how to hold fast to his testimony today.
在教会历史上面,
in the history of the church,
我们很多的时候呢,
a lot of times,
多半的比较容易注重个人的见证,
very easily we will pay attention to focusing on the personal testimonies.
当然弟兄姊妹, 个人的见证是很重要的,
of course these testimonies of the individuals are very important.
我们每一个人都应该成为主的见证,
each one of us should be a witness for the Lord.
但是神的心意不在个人,
yet the heart and mind of the Lord is not on the individuals.
神更渴望的是得着一个团体的见证,
God desires more to have a corporate testimony.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天必须要体会神的心肠。
Today we must be mindful of God's heart.
像我们主耶稣基督到地上来说一样。
Just like what our Lord Jesus has said when he came to the earth.
在以弗所书五章里面很清楚告诉我们。
Ephesians chapter 5, it clearly tells us.
我们的主是为教会舍了自己。
Our Lord has given himself up for the church.
这个话什么意思呢?
What does these words mean?
主的死是个人的。
This death of the Lord is personal, individual.
但是那个效果是团体。
But the effect was for corporate.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上的教会生活里面，
today we are living this church life on earth.
你追求个人的得胜，
you're pursuing after your personal victory.
这是宝贵的一件事情，
this is precious.
但是呢，
yet,
弟兄姊妹，那个效果必须是团体的，
but the effect and influence need to be corporate.
如果我们所追求的所谓的得胜，
if we're pursuing after this so-called victory,
与教会没什么关系，
has nothing to do with church.
弟兄姊妹，那个价值不太大。
Brothers and sisters, the value is not great.
是的，在启示录里面告诉我们，
yes, in Revelation it tells us,
所有的得胜都是个人的，
all these overcoming victories are personal.
但是我们看见这些得胜者都是在教会的里面，
but these overcomers are all in church.
所以因此在这里一个很重要的原则，
so very importantly, in principle,
就是我们要为着教会追求个人的得胜，
we must pursue for your personal victory for the church.
这个得胜的意义才宝贵，
and this meaning of the victory then will become precious. Because our Lord is doing this.
所有跟随主的人也都应该这样做。
All the followers of him should do the same thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
神要在地上得罪一个团体来为主做见证。
On earth God needs to gain a corporate to be testimony for the Lord.
老实说，
to be honest,
在地上
On earth,
个人的见证已经是很不容易。
It's very hard already for us to have individual testimonies. They are very precious, precious.
但是呢，要得罪一个团体的见证是更困难的。
But it's even more difficult to gain a corporate testimony.
所以很多时候我们觉得我们个人爱主还容易。
So a lot of times we feel that it's easy for us to be individuals to love the Lord.
要跟着弟兄姊妹们一同的爱主。
But to love the Lord corporately with the brothers and sisters is not so easy.
所以我常常想啊,
oftentimes I think,
保罗如果他自己爱主很容易的。
It's very easy for Paul to love the Lord himself by himself. And this relationship between Paul and the Lord is so close.
但是保罗在哥罗西书第一章告诉我们。
But Paul is telling us in first chapter of Galatians.
他说在我肉身上。
Colossians, he said, in my flesh.
要补满基督患难的缺欠。
We need to complete what's lacking in Jesus' suffering.
这个是为着教会。
This is for the sake of the church.
因为姊妹，我们看见保罗的一生。
We look at the life of Paul.
所有的痛苦。
All the sufferings.
不仅是从仇敌来的。
All the pain is not all coming from the enemy.
不仅是从世界来的。
It's not only coming from the world.
不仅是从犹太教来的。
It's not coming from Judaism only.
因为姊妹们，更多的痛苦是从教会来的。
Brothers and sisters, even more pain is coming from the church.
因为他认识一件事情，他要在他肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。
Because he knows this one thing that he needs to complete and fill up what's missing in the suffering of the Lord Jesus.
什么是基督的患难？
What is this suffering of Christ?
基督的患难就是产生教会。
This suffering of Christ will produce and born out church.
教会的见证。
And this persecution of Christ will bring out the testimony of the church.
如果保罗自己 去爱主的话，一点难处都没有。
If Paul was going to love the Lord himself by himself, there's no difficulty.
也不能说一点都没有。
Well, we can't say there's no difficulty. There might be some. Because in your flesh there is still some difficulty. But this difficulty is not so great.
我们看见保罗在地上为着教会的见证流了多少的眼泪。
We see how Paul has shed many tears and weeping for the church on earth.
遭受多少的打击。
He has suffered much blows.
遭受多少人的这个排斥。
He suffered a lot of objection, opposition from people. And people even want to kill him. If we look at the history of the church of Corinth, we'll see how Paul was persecuted in the church of Corinth. And he has tried to serve them wholeheartedly. Yet they despised him. And they said his look are not wonderful. What does it mean that he doesn't look great? That means he looks ugly. Well, he's ugly.
你看，连保罗长不好看，他们也嫌弃他。
And even they despise his looks.
然后说他言语粗俗。
And say that his words are common.
就是说他讲道啊。
That means when he preached.
没有那么多的修辞。
He did not use beautiful words.
他不像我们哥林多人讲话。
He's not talking like us Corinthians.
我们哥林多人讲话都是非常文雅的。
We Corinthians talk in very beautiful words.
非常注重修辞。
And we pay attention to the words we use.
讲起来都好像觉得非常有学问。
And they sound very educated.
这个保罗来了，哇哇哇的这么讲哈。
And Paul came in and talked in these loud terms.
他们觉得这个没有文化水平。
This is not up to our cultural standard.
所以他们连他的讲道也不喜欢。
And they didn't like his speech, his messages, dear brothers and sisters.
我们看见保罗在那里服侍他们多么的不容易。
We see how difficult it was for Paul to serve them.
保罗说还有。教会的重担天天压在我身上。
Paul said that the pressure of the burden of church is pressing on me every day.
保罗服侍他们为着什么呢？
Why did Paul serve them?
保罗就是为了见证。
It's for the testimony.
保罗眼看着哥林多的教会的光景这样的混乱，要失去主的见证，保罗真是泪流成河。
And Paul saw that they are going to the church of Corinth is losing the Lord's testimony, and then he's crying and weeping.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
Paul
said, on this flesh, I'm going to fulfill this, the lacking in the suffering of Christ. This is for the sake of the church. So today, if we are pursuing after this overcoming life, it's not for the church. Then, brothers and sisters, the value of this overcoming is very small. Because the heart of the Lord is to gain the testimony for the church. So the heart of the apostles is the same way, it's for the testimony of the church. Brothers and sisters, we are very selfish people. Oftentimes we are very self-centered. Is there many people who would give them all for the church?
我记得1965-66的时候
I remember 1965-66,
在台湾的教会发生重大的难处。
In the churches in Taiwan, there was a great difficulty.
教会面临大的分裂。
The church was facing a great division.
从前我们所看为那个美好的团体忽然之间起了大的变化。
And this beautiful fellowship, this group, all of a sudden there's a sudden change, a great change.
那个时候我年纪还很轻呢，才20岁出头。
I was very young then, I was just over 20.
但是弟兄姊妹们，很奇妙的，主把教会的这个负担摆在我的感觉里面。
And very wonderfully, the Lord has placed this burden in me.
有好多个晚上都睡不着觉。
There were many nights I couldn't fall asleep.
半夜爬起来。
In the middle of night, I would wake up.
跪在床上。
I would kneel down on my bed.
痛哭流泪，为着教会祷告。
And I would cry and shed tears and crying and praying for the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
this
is not that I understand the church. The Lord has placed this burden in my heart. So ever since when I was called to preach, we know the testimony of the church is the most thing, the treasure is most by the Lord. So dear brothers and sisters, we must emphasize on the church and the testimony, pay a lot of attention on it, of the church. For the testimony of the church, we pursue after individual victory before the Lord. This is what the Revelation is showing us. This is the correct situation. Brothers and sisters,
我们从
From the Old Testament, we see how the Lord established the tabernacle. We can see how God is going to build up the church in the same way. We know the type of the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹, 每一个方面都说明神的教会今天
In each different aspect, is telling us how God is bearing His testimony in church. We know that at the beginning, God has entrusted this vision of this tabernacle to Moses. From the material to the form and the plan. Every detail God has shown to Moses. We know the material that is used to build up the tabernacle is very strong. When we read of the material of this building material in the Bible, from the light of the New Testament, we can understand.
都是指着基督耶稣的某一方面的性情说的。
Each material is pointing, referring to a character of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那里有金，有银，有铜。
There's gold, silver, and brass.
啊，有麻。
And there is linen.
啊，有蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线。
There's blue, red, and red linen.
有羊毛。
And there is hair of goat.
有羊皮。
And there's the skin of ram.
那么在那里有海狗皮。
And there's the skin of the of the
四章，十五章，二十六章的第一到第九。
And the badger skins.
啊，那么还有皂荚木。
And there's the shittim woods.
我们看见当初神为什么要用这些材料？
We ask why God used these materials at the beginning.
今天我们很明白。
Today we now understand.
这每一个材料都指着基督的某一方面的性情。
Each material is referring to the character of Christ.
那因此呢，弟兄姊妹，这就告诉我们说。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, this tells us.
今天只有主耶稣基督的性情，只有主的性格。
Today, only the character and the personality of Christ.
能够承得起，受得起。
Can bear the what God can entrust to him.
所以今天呢，神要把基督的性格组织在我们身上。
So today God wants to form the character of Christ on us.
所以如果我们没有一个好的属灵的性格，
If we do not have a good spiritual character,
我们没有办法承受神的托付。
There's no way to receive this burden from God.
而这个美好的性格从哪里来的呢？
So where does this nature, the character comes from?
那是从我们主耶稣基督来的。
It comes from our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么今天我们要追求更多的得着主的自己？
So why do we pursue after more of the Lord himself?
基督的性格在我们里面更多的来代替我们。
So that the character of Christ can replace us even more.
我们知道当初这个会幕建造起来的时候，
We know the beginning when the tabernacle was built up.
这个会幕呢， 因为是在旷野的里面，
Because this tabernacle was in the wilderness.
它要能耐得起这个环境上面的考验。
He can stand the test of the environment.
那里有风沙，
And there's the storms.
有雨露，
And there's the rain.
白天温度很高， The dew. 晚上温度很低。
During the day the temperature is high and night is very low.
并且呢，它要能够持久，
and it has to last forever.
我们晓得从摩西建造会幕，一直到所罗门把圣殿建造起来。
We know that ever since when Moses built up this tabernacle until the time when Solomon built the temple.
这个中间呢，大概差不多经过了600多年。
And there are about 600 years in between.
所以这个材料是非常非常的这个坚韧，非常非常的能够有耐力。
So this material must last and tolerate for a long time.
我们晓得到了新约时代。
We know that in the New Testament, it's the same way in the matter of building up the church. And Paul tells us that when you build up a church, only we can use the material of silver, gold, and brass, and precious stones. You know, when the New Jerusalem come down from heaven, and that's all precious stones and pearls, brothers and sisters, as a tried gold.
那所有的材料都是非常的尊贵。
All the materials are very majestic.
那么这些材料，
And these materials,
都是主耶稣基督生命性情的表现。
And they are all manifestation of the character of Christ, Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天呢，
So today,
我们若是不能够让 主的性格组织在我们的身上，
If we cannot let the Lord form His character on us,
我们没有办法承受得了神见证上的一个托付。
We cannot bear the burden of His testimony.
我觉得作为一个基督徒啊，
As a Christian, I feel that there are two things we must remember well. These are the pursuit for us for our whole lives. First thing, we must pursue after and the knowledge of the God's eternal plan. That's what we each one of us should pursue after. Secondly, we must pursue after the eternal character of the Lord Jesus. We see that in church, a lot of brothers and sisters have this knowledge. But the character is wrong. So that God's burden cannot be borne. So some brothers and sisters, Christians have good characters. But they don't have a good knowledge of God's eternal will. So, and upon the Lord's testimony, they cannot satisfy the Lord's heart. So these two things
are
what we should, each Christian should pursue in their lives. Let me repeat. First thing is to pursue after to the knowledge of God's eternal plan. Second thing, so we need to pursue after the eternal plan's character in Christ. We know these two things all come to the Lord Himself. So today before the Lord, brothers and sisters, we must have this good virtues in the Lord.
我们才能在今天这个狂风暴雨的时代,
so that in this age of the stormy age,
能够持守主的见证,
we can hold fast and stand firm for the Lord's testimony.
但是我再说,
let me repeat,
这不是我们个,
this is not an individual thing.
我们要追求的是整个教会在主跟前,
we need to pursue after corporately for the whole church what we are going to bear the testimony for the Lord. This is very important.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
神建造教会唯一的目的,
the only purpose of God building up the church is for the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
啊, 我想为着许多比较年幼的弟兄姊妹, 啊, 我做一个小小的 比方,
and for those who are younger among us, I'd like to give you an example.
啊, 这样可以增加弟兄姊妹们里面一点点的印象。
It can help you to have a deeper impression.
我的姊妹啊,
my sister, my wife,
她很爱花,
and she loves flowers.
所以有的时候呢, 在我们这个春天花开的时候,
so sometimes during springtime when the flowers bloom,
她从花园里面会捡一朵花拿回来,
and she would cut some flowers from the yard, from the garden.
那么拿回来之后呢,
so when she take these, gather these flowers, she put it in a vase. We can't find the vase in our home.
随便找了个茶杯,
so sometimes she would just find a teacup and put it in there.
所以回家我就说,
so when I came home and I asked her, why do you use this teacup to put flowers in?
我就说,
I said, if I was the teacup, I would complain. I'm not used for holding flowers. This teacup is for drinking water.
你怎么用来插花呢?
Why do you use it for flowers? You're make using it wrongly.
啊, 我反过来讲,
and if I say conversely,
假使哪一天你到我家来做客,
if any day you come to my house to be a guest,
啊, 我就请你喝水,
I'll give you some water.
我拿出来一个很奇怪的一个器皿。
I use a very strange container.
也许这个瓶子看起来很漂亮。
Maybe it's a beautiful container.
但是是个花瓶。
But it's a vase.
我把这个花瓶拿来给你喝水。
I use this vase to hold water for you to drink.
哎呀，这个兄弟兄这个头脑大有问题。
You must think this brother son has something wrong in his head.
怎么可以拿花瓶来给我喝水呢？
How can he use this vase for me to drink water with?
如果是花瓶，我也要埋怨呢。
If I was the vase, I'll complain too.
啊，我这个花瓶是用来插花的。
As a vase, I'm used for holding flowers.
不是用来喝水的。
Not for to drink from.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
今天神建造教会也是一样。
Today in the same way, God is building this church.
教会不是宗教团体。
This church is not a religion, a religious organization.
教会也不是慈善机构。
It's not a charity organization.
教会也不是学校。
It's not a school.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会唯一的目的是为着耶稣基督做见证。
The only purpose for the church is to bear testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我希望我们能把这个印象能够深深地印在我们的里面。
I hope that we will all have this deep impression imprinted in us.
让我们努力和我们所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹们一同追求这个美好的见证。
So with all the dear brothers and sisters, together we follow and pursue this good testimony.
让我们在各地所有的聚会。
In different locations.
每一个聚会都能具备真实教会的意义。
Each gathering, each assembly, we would know the true meaning of these gatherings.
让基督在每一个聚会里面被彰显出来。
So that Christ will be manifested in each meeting.
就像在启示录第一章里面开头所看见。
Just like what we see in Revelation chapter 1 at the beginning, it says,
教会是主的金金的灯台。
The church is the golden lampstand.
但是灯台最大的目的是什么呢？
And what's the greatest purpose for this lampstand?
就是把人子照射出来。
Is to shine on the Son of Man.
让人能看见耶稣基督。
So that man can see Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个才是重要的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the main reason.
所以这就是为什么今天我们在主面前要努力的追求。
So that's why today why we need to pursue and follow on.
我们晓得在这一个追求的里面。
We know in this pursuit.
神的百姓所学的功课是最重也是最难的。
And this lesson is the hardest and the most difficult.
但是也是最有价值的。
And it's also the most valuable.
我们这么多年来
So many years.
许多弟兄姊妹们常年在地方上彼此一同配搭。
And all the brothers and sisters we serve together.
多少性格上的难处。
We have so many difficulties in different characters, so much pain.
多少的不顺利啊。
So much obstacles.
但是弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们不能逃避的。
We cannot run away.
我们知道只有在这样一个环境里面我们才能够满足神的心意。
We only under such circumstances we can satisfy the heart of the Lord.
要往前。
Although it's hard, we need to press on.
虽然失败仍旧要往前。
Although we may fail, but we still need to go on.
我常常给弟兄姊妹讲说我这个人是屡败屡战。
I often tell brothers and sisters, every time I fail, I will keep fighting.
得胜的时候有时候也有一点但是大多数时候都不行。
Maybe there are some victories, but most of the time I fail.
但是主从来没有叫这个心愿从我里面失去过。
But the Lord never let me lose this heart desire I have.
不要说哎呀这个太难了所以我们就退去了。
Don't think that this is too difficult, therefore you run away, fly back.
为着主的心意。
For the heart of the Lord.
我们晓得主到地上来，他没有畏惧这个难处。
We know the Lord came to this earth and he wasn't afraid.
所以我们也不应当畏惧这个难处。
So we should not be afraid of these difficulties.
所以我觉得在会幕里面。
So within this tabernacle.
有一样的东西是很宝贵。
There is one thing that's really precious.
里面每一个部分都是宝贵。
Of course, every part is precious.
但是有一个部分呢，可以用来说明今天我们在主面前如何。来过这个团体的见证。
But there's one thing that can explain how we should live this corporate testimony.
那个就是会幕中间的竖板。
And that is the board that's standing up.
我觉得很稀奇的一件事情。
I'm amazed about one thing.
我看了好多人的解经的书。
I saw a lot of Bible reference books,
很多人都
explanations. A lot of people ignore these boards.
竖板很重要。
These boards are very important.
因为神要把这个整个会幕把它立起来，必须要什么竖板。
Because when God needs to set up this tabernacle, he needs these boards.
这48块的竖板。
There are 48 pieces of boards.
使整个会幕变成立体状态。
And so makes this tabernacle become three dimensional.
并且其他的家具都可以放在里面。
And so that all these other instruments and vessels can be placed within.
祭司也可以在里面。可以自由地在里面来服侍。
And the priest can go in freely.
所以这48块的竖板呢，变成很重要的一样的东西。
So these 48 boards are very important things.
我觉得那个讲到我们今天教会生活里面的侍奉上面的配搭是最好的解释一个东西。
I think this is the best thing to explain how we fit together and serve together in church today.
我想我没有时间能够细细的去说它。
I think I don't have time to go into details.
那我想我简单的把这个竖板的这个意义呢，给弟兄姊妹做点解释。
But very simply, I want to explain the meaning of these boards.
愿圣灵把这个图画摆在我们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit place this picture in our hearts.
让我们每个弟兄姊妹都羡慕能够在。神的家中做一个竖板。
So each brother and sister would long for to be this board in the household of God.
首先我们知道这个竖板呢是用皂荚木做的。
First, we need to know that these boards are made of shittim woods.
这个皂荚木呢可以说是迦南地啊 很普遍的木头。
And this wood, the shittim wood, is very common in the land of Canaan.
你要找到一个大的这个造假木不太容易。
But it's not easy to find a big pieces. Big piece.
因为它那个板呢是十轴高，然后呢一轴半宽。
Because this board is 10 cubits tall and 1.5 cubit wide.
我们上次去以色列地的时候。
Last time we went to the land of Israel.
那个树啊，多半都是很差不多这么大就。
We saw the most trees are about this size, and that's considered big.
因为它生长在这个荒漠的地方。
Because they grow in this wilderness land.
所以这个因为风沙的缘故，这个树很少直的，都是这么弯弯曲曲。
Because of the wind and the storm, that these trees would grow in funny directions.
所以你要找到这个很直的这个板呢，不太容易。
It's very hard to find this very straight piece of wood.
这个木头呢？
And
一般普通的木头不一样。
This wood is different from the other kind of wood.
我记得我们去的那次，我的印象很深刻。
I had a very deep impression last time I went there.
我们稍微拿到了一小块木头，那个拿起来像铁块一样的重。
We got one piece of wood and it weighs just like iron.
它是因为那个环境造成的。
And because of the environment.
因为水分很少。
Because there's little water available.
它为了保存这个水分呢。
So to keep a store of water.
所以它木头的那个质量是。特别的紧密
so the wood, the quality is very tight.
所以它呢容易保存水分
So it's easier for it to keep the water.
所以这个木头变得非常的坚硬
So this wood is very strong, very tough.
像石头一样的坚硬
Very hard, hard like stone.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以难怪圣经要用这个皂荚木来做树板
So no wonder the Bible says you use the shittim wood to make this board.
因为只有它们能够耐得起这个高压
Only these type of wood, they can stand under pressure.
我们想在48块的树板上面。
We know that upon these 48 pieces of wood, the boards, apart from the curtains,
还有上面还有三层的罩棚。
And there are three coverings.
非常的沉重。
Very heavy.
还有一个大的幔子也挂在上面。
And this big curtain need to be hung there.
弟兄姊妹们，我们晓得这个树板站在那里承受了非常大的压力。
So we need to know that these 48 boards are taking a lot of pressure.
然后我们看见有风。来的时候呢，这个压力更大。
And when the wind and storm comes, the pressure is even greater.
所以这个就很容易说明弟兄姊妹，今天神在教会中间所要得着的一般圣徒，是一般能够抗压的圣徒。
So God is easy to see that God wants to gain the saints that they are a group of people who can tolerate high pressure.
我为着在美国的很多青年的弟兄姊妹。心中常常有一点点的忧虑。
I oftentimes, for the sake of the young Christians in the United States, I have some worry.
因为我们的环境实在太优厚了。
Because our environment is so good.
很少的孩子们能吃苦。
Very few young kids can take suffering.
所以弟兄姊妹们在教会里也是一样。
It's the same way in the church.
如果呢一点点的压力我们就不行了。
We'll crumble under a little bit of pressure.
那我们很难承担这个。这个教会的见证。
It's hard for us to bear the testimony for the church.
而且这个树板呢有十轴高。
Also, this board is 10 cubits high.
当然，这个十字有它的意义。
Of course, there's a meaning to this number 10.
我们晓得五是一个责任的数字。
You know, five is a number of responsibility.
十就是两个五嘛。
Ten is two fives.
啊，所以这个十呢，就说分成两半，一半的向神负责任。另外一半向人负责任。
And this 10 can be divided into two. One half, five is responsible to God, and the other half is responsible towards men. And that's the meaning of the 10 cubits. Today in the service of in the church. Firstly, we need to be responsible towards God. Secondly, we need to be accountable for men. Only this kind of people are suitable for to be the board. Another thing is we look at the board and there are two sockets, two tenons. And so when this board is placed there, it's just like a man's person standing. And there's a silver sockets. And so the board is standing on these two sockets.
我们晓得那个银座的意思呢，就指的主的救恩说的。
We know the silver sockets referring to the salvation of the Lord.
意思说他们今天所以能够势立在耶和华神跟前。
That means when today, the reason they can stand and wait before the Lord is completely dependent on the salvation of the Lord. There's nothing we can be boastful of. I really like the hymn that we sang. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Brothers and sisters, we are forever sinners saved by grace. No matter what kind of spiritual life we'll grow mature into, no matter how much knowledge we have upon the Lord, no matter how great the gift we may receive, we will forever be the sinners saved by grace. This is unable to stand before the Lord humbly, because this is what we are not worthy of. It's only God's mercy so that we can serve Him, so that we can stand before Him. So brothers and sisters, a true person who serves the Lord, he never can boast of himself, and he will not be proud. Dear brothers and sisters, so this board is standing on the silver sockets. There's another meaning. We see that only 1.5 cubits wide. Why is it 1.5 cubits? It's not one, it's not two.
弟兄姊妹们, 这一轴半的意思告诉我们, 这不是一个整数,
and this 1.5 means it's not a whole number.
这就告诉我们说,
it tells us,
我们个人在主的面前永远是不完全,
as individual, we are incomplete before the Lord.
不管你在主面前多属灵,
no matter how spiritual you may be,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你不完全,
you are not complete.
你永远需要别人,
you need someone else.
两个板放在一起就三轴就完整了,
now there are two boards placed together, there are 3 cubits, then it's complete.
啊, 所以我们不管我们有多大的恩赐,
no matter how great a gift you may have,
弟兄姊妹, 你单枪匹马的服侍, 神的心不能满足,
brothers and sisters, if you are serving on your own, the Lord will not be satisfied.
我们看见今天的教会侍奉的里面,
we see in the service in church today, a lot of people like to serve individually. They don't like to be fitting with another, because they are difficulties if you work with another. Yet, brothers and sisters, you must remember, no matter how great a gift you may have, how full you may be, you're only 1.5 cubits. You must work together with your brother and sister, then you'll be complete. We also know there are 48 pieces. It's not only one or two.
弟兄姊妹,
there's a group of people there.
所以这一般人,
so this group,
他们因着认识神的心意,
because they know the heart of God,
他们也有心愿把自己交在主的手中,
they also have desire to place themselves into God. So they receive this work from God.
所以到后来我们看见, 他们能够和其他的弟兄姊妹们一同连成48块。
So they can work together with the other brothers and sisters, and they're 48 together.
当然弟兄姊妹这48块,
of course, brothers and sisters, these 48 ports is 4 times 12. 4 is a number for things are created. 12 means an eternal and complete number.
告诉我们说只有在这样的一种的光景中, 你才能在神那个创造的心意中间能站在完全的地位上。
And it tells us under such circumstances in God's creation, you can only then stand in this complete perfect situation.
所以教会中的配搭,
so in the church, there's this working together. It's so important.
我们真是渴望今天主在各地的教会里面,
we long for the Lord's work in the church all over the earth.
不管我们多少人,
no matter how many people we have,
但愿中间总有一部分的弟兄姊妹们,
there will be some brothers and sisters. Among them, there will be the boards.
因着他们在神面前的学习,
because of the lessons they've learned before God, and they can work together within the Lord, so that they could set up this tent, and we can see this three-dimensional testimony and this glorious testimony.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我相信我这样讲,
I believe I say it this way. A lot of people will have feeling when they have many years of experience of serving in the church. We hope for this, we long for this, but to reach this kind of situation is very hard.
今天教会在配搭服事上面是最大的一个功课。
Today in the church, in order to work together, this is the great lesson itself.
我也觉得在过去的侍奉教会侍奉的经验里面
，In my past experience serving in church,
最艰难的就是跟别人的配搭。
And the most difficult thing is to work with someone else.
弟兄姊妹，不是我不适合别人，就是别人不适合我。
It's either I'm not fitted to the other, or the other is not fitted to me.
所以我们两个人一配搭在一起的时候
，So when the two of us are put together,
不像这48块竖板很合缝啊。
It's just not like these 48 pieces of boards, they would fit well together.
总是会有一些的情况的不容易。
There will be some difficulties.
但是无论怎样。
No matter what.
无论如何艰难。
No matter how difficult it might be.
就是我们要靠着主的恩典往前去。
Brothers and sisters, with the grace of the Lord, we press on forward.
今天主在地上要寻找教会的见证。
Today the Lord is seeking for the church's testimony.
我们在各处都能看见一个一个的圣徒的见证。
In different places we see these individual testimonies.
但是难得看见有一个整体的见证出现。
And very rarely we see this corporate testimony.
所以我们晓得教会历史弟兄运动开始的时候。
We know from the history of the church at the beginning of the movement of brothers.
在他们早期的工作里面，他们实在是非常的美丽。
In the earlier works that they are truly beautiful.
但是我们看见。过了一阵子就不能持守。
And we see that after a while they cannot hold fast.
弟兄姊妹们，这个见证就失去了。
And this testimony is lost.
但是无论怎样
，No matter what，
我想弟兄姊妹，主还没回来。
And the Lord is not back yet.
主在地上还给我们这个机会。
And the Lord has still giving us opportunities on earth.
我们要努力朝这个方向去。
We need to press on forward towards this direction.
我们要像保罗一样。
We should be like Paul.
我们愿意在我们肉身上补满基督患难的缺
陷。So that we are willing to fill up the lacking and the suffering of Christ.
我们愿意追求。
We're willing to seek after what the Lord is pleased with.
所以盼望主在。各地的聚会里面
，May the Lord in different localities
兴起许多的弟兄姊妹，像竖板一样的。
In the church, will raise up many brothers and sisters up just like these boards.
啊，能够在主的跟前把主的见证把它树立起来。
So before the Lord, we can raise up the Lord's testimony.
那弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们从这个竖板可以看见，它里面所包含一切的性质，都是指着基督的性格说的。
We see that these boards, all this character, are referring to the character of Christ.
今天我们怎么样能够得着这样的一个性格呢
？Today, how do we obtain this character?
我们晓得，除非十字架的工作。
We know that apart from the work of the cross,
否则我们不可能拥有主耶稣基督的性格。
There's no other way we can gain this character of Christ.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他所成功十字架的救恩是何等伟大的救恩。
And the salvation he accomplished on the cross is a great salvation.
他不仅在十字架上流血舍命。
Not only he shed his blood and gave up his life.
把我们救赎回来。
He redeemed us.
弟兄姊妹们，十字架还有更重要的意义。
And this cross has an even more important meaning.
在我们这个天然的生命中间。做毁坏和建立的工作。
And it's in our natural life, in our carnal life, to do the work of destruction and to construct, to build up.
要对付我们这一切所有天然的败坏的这个性情。
And so deal with all our natural and carnal nature.
只有靠着十字架。
We can only rely on the cross.
要对付这个世界对我们所产生的影响。
To deal with the influence from the world to us.
也就借着十字架。
We can only do it through the cross.
所以保罗在加拉太书第六章讲得很清楚。
So Paul very clearly tells us in Galatians chapter 6, he said, unto me, the world is crucified on the cross.
就是世界而论，我已经被钉在十字架上。
For the world, I am crucified on the cross.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
这个不仅叫我们能与仇敌所有的性质把它分开。
Today, not only we can separate it from the character of the enemy,
并且因为经过了十字架的缘故
，but because we have gone through the cross,
我们里面产生了属灵的性格。
There's a spiritual character that's producing us.
我觉得我们今天很多基督徒啊。
Today I feel there are a lot of Christians.
读新约圣经的时候
，when we read the New Testament,
我们有错误的一个观念。
We have the wrong perceptions.
因为我们看见圣经中讲的温柔、谦卑、忍耐。
We look at the Bible. They talk about gentleness, patience.
我们常常把它领会从人的一个道德。
And humbleness. We understand it as the human virtues.
因为我们天然的生命呢，也有温柔的。
Because in our natural life, we also have this gentleness.
我们天然生命也有谦卑的。
And in our natural life, we have this humbleness.
我们天然生命也有忍耐。
In our natural life, we also have this patience.
但是我们必须知道一件事情。
But we need to know one thing.
经过了十字架所产生出来基督的忍耐，跟你天然的忍耐是不一样的。
This patience that's coming through the cross, from Christ is different from your own patience.
经过了天然生命所产生出来的温柔， 跟我们这个产生基督的温柔跟我们天然的温柔也不一样。
And this gentleness that's produced after going through the cross is different from this natural gentleness that we may have.
那个谦卑也是不一样。
And that humbleness is also different.
啊，我举个实际例子说明一下。
Let me give you a real sample.
很多人都知道我的姊妹哈是很温柔的。
A lot of people know that my sister, my wife is very gentle.
她天生生出来就温柔。
And she was born that way.
所以很多人称赞她。
So a lot of people praise her.
她说：“哎呀，你真是娶了个好姊妹。
”And says, "Oh, you are married to a really good sister."
这么温柔。
She's so gentle.
那个样子就是温柔。
She looks gentle.
啊，你们认识的就晓得。
Yeah, those who know her would know.
啊，所以呢，这个很多人都觉得，哎呀，你真是有福气。
And so a lot of people think that I'm so blessed.
但是呢，我跟我姊妹在一起常年相处，我就知道。
But I know that because I live with my wife for a long time, many years.
她是比我温柔的多。
She's a lot gentler than I am.
但是我们觉得人的温柔是一个限度的。
But there is a limit to the human gentleness.
比方说，人的温柔大概这么多啊。
Let me give you an example. If a human have this much gentleness.
所以你有什么事情戳到她的时候啊。
So a lot of things come to her.
你戳到这个地方都是温柔的。
And if you come this deep, she's still gentle.
再往下去还是温柔。
If you keep going, she's still gentle.
那再往下去一点呢？
If you keep going further.
碰到她那个底的时候就弹出来了。
When you come to the bottom of her, it'll bounce back.
啊，所以我就发现，哎呀，她也有不温柔的时候。
Oh, there are moments that when she's not gentle.
Brothers and sisters, 主耶稣的温柔是什么呢？
What is the gentleness and meekness of Christ? There's no bottom.
啊，你任何的时候碰到我们的主，那个温柔是没有底的。
Anytime you meet with our Lord, there's no bottom to that gentleness.
经过了十字架的工作所产生出来的性格，跟我们天然的性格是不一样的。
So this character that's born of the work of the cross is different from our natural ones.
我们常常领会错误。
Oftentimes we understand it, misunderstand it.
我们终于说啊。哦，主叫我们温柔，那我们再学温柔吧。
So a lot of times he said, the Lord wants us to be gentle, let's be gentle.
有一次我打电话给一个姊妹。
One time I called a sister on the phone.
我一打过去，她 hello.
I called her and she goes hello.
哎，我说你今天声音有点不大对呀。
I said you have a different voice today.
啊，我说你生病了吗
？Are you sick?
她说我没有啊。
No, I'm not sick.
啊，我说你为什么这样子呢
？I said how did you sound different?
她说你不是叫我们学温柔吗
？Can you tell us to learn to be gentle?
啊。你看他把那个声音呢弄这么婉转一点，听起来很古怪的。
And she twisted the voice a little bit, sounded strange.
弟兄姊妹，天然的温柔跟从主来的温柔完全不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, this natural meekness is different from the Lord's meekness.
所以我们有许多姊妹们常常羡慕，哎呀，你看那个人，他天生出来就这样，他都不需要学功课。
A lot of sisters would envy those people who said they are born so gentle, they don't need to learn the lesson.
哪有人不需要学功课的呢
？Is there anybody who doesn't need to?
有的弟兄们天生就比较这个谦卑。
There are some brothers who are born naturally so humble.
肚量就宽大。
And they can tolerate a lot.
我们就是一看这是好基督徒。
We say this is a good Christian.
弟兄姊妹，你分辨不出这是他天然的性格。
Brother, sister, you need to discern. This is from the nature.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在神创造我们的时候。
When God created us.
在天然的出生里面是有不一样，是有不公平的。
We have differences when we were born.
但是呢，第二次的出生是公平的。
But the second birth, it's all very fair, not like the first one. Brothers and sisters.
那一些坏脾气的，那些狭窄的，那一些这个骄傲的人，他们经过了十字架的工作，再产生出来的基督的性格，那比人原来的性格不知道美丽多少倍。
Those who were born with bad temper and narrowness and lots of pride, and they, after the work of the cross, they can come up with a virtue and character that's much better than anybody else's.
所以今天只有经过十字架,
Today, only through the cross,
能够产生出基督的性格,
we can produce the character of Christ.
那是一个属灵的性格。
That's a spiritual character.
那就是属灵的美德。
That's a spiritual virtue.
所以今天我们必须有一个准确的一个眼光。
Today we must have the correct view.
新约圣经中所讲的每一个美好的德性，每一个美德都是指的基督的性格说的。
In the New Testament, all the good characters, the good virtues it talks about are referring to the character of Christ.
这跟天然的性格是不一样。
And it's different from the natural characters.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第16章告诉我们。
So the Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 16. 16. If any man who wants to follow me, to deny himself and take up his cross to follow me. And Luke, it says that you need to carry this cross daily. Why do you need to carry the cross?
因为什么呀,
A lot of times we think the experience of the cross is the experience of persecution. We don't know that this experience of the cross means that we have to despise what's lowly and filthy and know what's honorable.
不错的,
of course, this experience of the cross will cause pain on our flesh. But this is the process. It's so that we can manifest the glory of Christ. So we need to carry our cross to follow the Lord. But the Lord knows us. When we learn the lesson of the cross, there is imperfectness.
所以25节加上去很重要。
You know that important verse 25.
他说因为凡要救自己生命的就必丧掉生命, 凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
当你背起十字架愿意舍的时候,
When you're willing to carry up the cross and to deny it,
这是很宝贵的。
It's very precious.
但是我们的难处是什么呢?
But what is our difficulty?
我们会救。
We would save.
我们呢，这个舍出去之后呢，我们慢慢自己又把它救回来一点。We
when we deny it, we'll slowly save some back.
所以难怪很多的时候啊，我们学十字架功课学的不完全。So
no wonder for our lesson to learn the cross it's not perfect for us to learn.
很多年轻弟兄姊妹们，当我们被主的爱激励的时候，A
lot of young brothers and sisters when we are compelled by the love of the Lord.
哇，情感冲动啊。
We're very emotional.
啊，流着泪呀。
We shed tears.
很壮烈。
Oh, it's great.
主啊,
Lord, I'll give myself to you.
第二天呢, 头脑一清醒啊,
Second day, you wake up.
想, 哎呦, 这个有点不大对,
oh, there's something wrong here.
所以怎么样,
and I save some back for myself.
所以主知道我们的心啊,
the Lord knows our heart.
主说,
The Lord says, if you're going to deny it, do not save him.
你救的话呢, 你这个生命, 你这个魂生命的改变就不完全。
If you save it, this change of this soul life will not be perfect.
啊, 所以有的时候我们向别人认错的时候也是这样啊。
Sometimes we confess to others, it's the same way.
哎呀, 对不起, 都是我的错。
I'm so sorry, it's all my fault.
但是后面加一点说什么呢?
And then we'll add a little at the end.
你也有一点错吧。
There's something wrong with you too.
你把它救回来一点。
Save a little back.
啊, 救自己的面子,
and save my face.
我说你错就错吧，你就干脆承认错，对不对？
Well, if you're wrong, just confess to your fault.
为什么还救回来一点呢？
Why do you save some back?
弟兄姊妹，我们的天性实在是很诡诈的。
Brothers and sisters, this is our nature.
我们就像雅各一样。
We're just like James,
Jacob. 弟兄姊妹，不甘心啊。
We're not willing.
啊，我们不甘心，统统把它丢弃。
We're not willing to lose it all.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看见在许多
So brothers and sisters, we look at the testimony of a lot of brothers and sisters. When they love the Lord, they're willing to follow the Lord. We know the cross, the experience of the cross, the highest one is in Isaiah chapter 53. This is what Sister Pen Louis says. That is the quietness of the Lamb.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当你受到委屈啊,
when you are wronged,
你受到误会啊,
you are misunderstood,
别人在那里毁谤你啊,
others are defaming you.
弟兄姊妹,你要学得默默无声, 这很难的。
Brothers and sisters, you learn to be quiet. That's very difficult.
啊, 以赛亚曾经说,
Isaiah has said,
他说我有当得的理在耶和华那里。
I have this manners in the Lord.
他有个reason在神那,
I have the reason in the Lord.
所以他说我就默默无声,
and therefore, 默然无语, I will be quiet. I have no words.
弟兄姊妹,你有没有看见一件事情将来在主那里有一个审判?
Do you see that in the future there's a judgment in the Lord?
我们很难不替自己做什么辩护的。
It's hard for us to not speak up for ourselves.
所以这个羔羊的默默无声的, 这个可是不简单的。
To be quiet like the lamb is not easy.
我也曾经学这个功课啊。
I once had to learn this lesson.
当主把我真正摆在这些经历里面的时候,
when the Lord placed me in these experiences,
哇,我这个一不讲话,
For me not to speak.
我好像就经历那个耶利米所经历的一样。
It's like the experience of Jeremiah.
这个火就在骨头里面烧起来了。
And the fire is burning in my bones.
哇,整个人都受不了。
Oh, I can't take it anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得还是去讲几句比较舒服。
It's more comfortable so that if I can speak a few words.
这课不容易学啊。
This is a hard lesson.
啊，我记得我们前面的倪弟兄啊。
I remember our brother Ni.
他一生学的一个功课就是他从来不为自己辩护。
In his life, he's learned this one lesson that he will never speak up for himself.
无论人怎样误会误解他。
No matter how misunderstood he was from others, he will not talk for himself.
一直到今天。
Until today.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们晓得还有很多事情人误解他
There are a lot of things that people misunderstand him
至死不为自己辩护
And to the point of death he will not talk for himself speak up for himself it's hard
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
今天只有透过十字架的工作
Today only through the work of Christ
产生出基督这样的性格
And you can produce the character of Christ
这种性格
This character
能够把主教会的见证撑起来
Can and set up the testimony of the Lord and the church. In this desolate times,
and
can hold fast to the Lord's testimony.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
守住主的见证,
to hold fast to the Lord's testimony,
不是光是你有认识就够了,
not only requires knowledge,
也不是光你有点经历就可以,
not only requires experience,
也不是光是你有能分辨就够了,
and it's not enough to just have discernment.
你必须具备一种的性格。
You must have this character.
如果没有这种性格,
Without this character,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主的工作在我们身上迟早一天还是遇见失败。
The Lord's work will meet with failure one day.
今天,
one day, today,
主在地上寻找他的见证。
The Lord is seeking for the testimony on earth.
我们巴望神的儿女中间有更多的弟兄姊妹们愿意学十字架功课。
May the brothers and sisters among God's children will all learn this lesson.
我们实在感觉在这些年间关于十字架的经历。所讲的实在太少了。
We feel that during these recent years, it's too few and far between these messages of the cross.
我们都认着自己的个性发展。
We also let our own character develop.
跟别人没有办法配搭。
So we cannot work with others.
所以主的见证显明不出来。
Therefore, the Lord's testimony cannot be manifested.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
只有好的性格
only good characters
能够守得住主的见证
can hold fast to the Lord's testimony.
我们感谢主，这是神的工作。
We thank the Lord, this is God's work.
我们晓得门徒们开头跟随主的时候
we know the disciples when we start to follow the Lord.
他们的性格都有难处的。
There are characters of difficulties.
但是后来经过了主的工作
and later on through the work of the Lord.
我们看见彼得、雅各、约翰这变成教会的柱石。
We know Peter, John, and James become the pillars of the church.
那么一个房子有柱石就能撑起来。
If a house has these pillars, they can be established.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天我们处在这个仇敌四部的环境里面
Today we are in this circumstance situations that are filled with enemies work.
而且圣经告诉我们
And the Bible tells us
末了的时代
In the last end times
撒旦要尽他所有的力量全部的力量攻击主的教会
And Satan will use all his might to attack the Lord's church.
所以我们今天我们在地上将要面临一个空前的大灾难。
So on earth we are going to be faced with this thing that this tribulation that's never happened before.
你想想，凭我们今天这样的性格，能承受得了这样的一个打击吗
？Think about it. According to the character we have today, can we stand this test, this trial?
给我们还有机会。
The Lord still gives us chance.
让我们能学会背起十字架来跟从。
So that we can learn to pick up His cross to follow the Lord.
我们都知道腓拉铁腓的教会是主所称许的教会。
We know that the Church of Philadelphia gained the praise of the Lord.
但是主也警告他。
But the Lord also warned him.
你要持守你所有的。
You need to hold fast to what you have.
免得人夺去你的冠冕。
So that others cannot take away your crown.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
如果今天我们守不住。
If we cannot hold fast today,
神就要从别处兴起神的百姓。
God will raise up His people from somewhere else.
荣耀就从我们身上要转移出去。
And this glory will be turned away from us.
我们看见耶路撒冷的教会。
We see the church in Jerusalem.
开头的时候，神实在是用他们。
At the beginning, God truly used them.
但到后来，我们看见耶路撒冷教会守不住主的见证。
Later on, we see that the church in Jerusalem cannot hold fast to the testimony of the Lord.
在犹太教的庞大的压力底下失败了。
The pressure of the Judaism, they failed.
所以神的工作就转到安提阿去了。
And God's work has turned to Antioch.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在安提阿。
In Antioch,
他们有教师有先知
they have teachers and prophets.
他们有启示有好的教导
they have revelation, they have good teaching.
所以安提阿的教会的见证非常的刚强
and the testimony of Antioch is very strong.
从安提阿一直影响到外邦
from Antioch unto the Gentiles.
并且这个影响是一直到今天的
and this influence carried on till today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见腓拉铁腓的教会
we see the church of Philadelphia.
在亚细亚的七个教会里面
in Asia Minor, there are seven churches.
算一个比较能 教徒的心得到满足。
It's one counter to satisfy the Lord's heart.
因为他们彼此相爱。
Because they love each other.
他们又能遵守主忍耐的道。
And they can follow the word of patience of the Lord.
主特别提醒他。
And the Lord specially reminded them.
持守你所有的。
To hold fast of what you have.
免得人夺取你的冠冕。
So that others won't steal your crown.
因为在这个年初的时候。
At the beginning of this year.
主也用这个来提醒我们。
The Lord's using this to remind us.
激励我们。
To encourage us.
弟兄姊妹，让我们能够。彼此相爱
brothers and sisters, so that we can love one another,
彼此配搭
to work with one another,
相互勉励学十架的功课
and encourage one another and to learn this lesson of the cross,
更多弟兄姊妹们能把主的心意能够带进来
so that in the church, more brothers and sisters can bring in the heart the will of the Lord,
让我们的见证被显明
出来 that the Lord's testimony can be manifested,
回来的时候
so when the Lord returns,
看见我们他能心满意足
that he can be satisfied and find pleasure in us,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们要持守
We need to hold fast.
凡圣经所教导的
All that's taught in the Bible.
保罗说，无论是口传手写的
Paul says, whether it's preached by word or written,
都应当坚守
We need to hold fast.
所以盼望主借着这一次的特会
May the Lord use this conference,
给我们这一点点话语上的提醒
and give us reminders from the words,
能够帮助各地的聚会能够继续的往前
and to help the churches in different locations.
把荣耀归给我们的主
And may the glory be given to our Lord.
我们请低头这些祷告。
May we bow down for a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这次是你把我们众人聚集在这个地方。
This time you have gathered us all to be here.
主啊，你也把你的话语摆在我们的中间。
You place your words within us.
我们实在承认我们的口才有限。
Which we have confessed that we don't have the eloquence.
但愿圣灵使用这些话语。
May the Holy Spirit use these words.
真理的灵引我们进入一切的实际。
The Spirit of truth lead us into all truths.
主啊，愿你保守我们。
May you keep us.
让我们真正在地上能够把你的见证活出来。
So that we can live out your testimony on earth.
好叫你回来的日子。
So that the day of your return,
在地上还能遇见一些光景，叫你的心欢喜快乐。
Then on earth you can encounter some situation that will satisfy your heart.
求你把这样的心愿摆在我们的里面。
May you place this desire in our hearts.
在这新的一年的里面。
During this new year.
坚固我们。
Come and confirm us.
叫我们能经得起考验。
So that we can stand the test of time.
经得起仇敌的攻击。
And test the test of the attack from the enemy.
经得起环境的变化。
And test and stand the test of the change in the environment.
愿你更多增加在你百姓的当中。
May you add increase your people.
主啊，我们把这些话再交在你的恩手中。
We commit these words into your hands.
求你向我们施怜悯。
And give us mercy.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.